You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall. Two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and... Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
Well, what do we do, you know?
Yeah, what can
it's
you
like,
do?
It's like if there's a way we could play a game of pickup sticks with all the stories that we have.
Yeah. Or 52 pickup.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, 52 pickup. Yeah.
Throw the papers up in the air. And
see what happens. See I what think lands. Maybe that's it's closer to what we should do here this morning.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff to get to. A lot of insane idiocracy coming up as well. So,
Happy Wednesday.
It's a happy Wednesday. And, well, you know, we've had showers rolling through the area for the last 5 or 6 hours. It's been pretty nightmarish. And huge, huge ponds and flooding is going on right now.
What are you talking about? It's
well, no, not really. I'm just kidding.
It's slightly damp out there.
Slightly.
No, it seems to be exaggerating a little.
It's drizzling just a little bit.
Just a
little.
Here
and there.
Yeah.
My automatic windshield wipers are detecting some kind of moisture in the air.
The space car?
Yes, the space car.
You have radar in the space car?
It knows. Yeah. Well, you know, it's like 360 cameras, you know. Okay. I can see everything all the time. It's wild. Except when it rains. And then it has water on the lenses and you can't see anything at all.
They should have little windshield wipers in front of the lenses.
Yeah,
little
that's
tiny
what they
windshield
should
wipers.
Have. What the hell, you know? You know, they're little balls, you know, they're little half balls. And, of course, you know, it has that the droplets on it and everything.
Right.
And I'm trying to see it, and I rolled down the window, and I wiped it off, you know, on the rear mirror on the outside, and it didn't do any good. But it's cool, you know? It's cool. It's a space car. What do you expect?
Yeah. So
they don't have rain in space.
I guess not. Yeah, it's cool this morning, 49 degrees, highs just 57 today.
Yeah.
That's it. And we'll have some scattered showers during the morning and some spotty rain here and there, but for the most part, just kind of cloudy today.
It's spotty rain, you know, it's hard to get off.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's,
you know,
what can you do?
I'd much rather just have, you know, water as opposed to spotty rain.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, there's a few other things going on in the world.
And the Brewers lost last night.
The Brewers lost.
5-1 was the final score. So they're 0-2 against the Dodgers.
Killed.
They got today off, and then they'll be in L.A. tomorrow.
Anybody like the Dodgers? No one likes the Dodgers.
Everybody hates the Dodgers.
Yeah.
It just it's a
Shouldn't
money
that
team
count for something.
It's a money team.
Yeah,
you know they just
yeah.
spend big money, like $500 million, you know, every year.
I know,
and I think they win every single year too.
Yeah, it seems like they're always in it. Yeah,
you know, we were talking off the air about the Brewers and Cubs games, and my wife just loves the Cubs, and she was listening to the radio broadcasts, the play-by-play, and during the breaks they had these promos of previous Cub highlights,
right,
which they played forever and ever and all the time, 3 or 4 times per break, and my wife knew every word in every one of them, and you know,
you're saying she's obsessed.
She
with the Cubs?
She, you know, repeated everything exactly as they were saying it in these promos, and you know, I'm a casual person listening to this stuff.
You're
I'm
pretty relaxed at home.
Yes, I'm very relaxed.
You're not as uptight as you are here.
Putting together this show, I'm a coiled spring, you know, and I'm just trying to put everything together, and I have to listen to these cuts 7 or 8 times in a row because she starts, you know, talking about these promos again, and I'm just like, ugh, can't stand it anymore. Anyway, and I'm glad that that's all over.
Yeah, the Cubs are out of it, so you don't have to hear that anymore.
But you know, it was fun. You know, having somebody in the house and so energized about our team. It's great to see.
Does your kids like the Cubs, or do they like the Brewers?
They don't do any sports.
Any sports?
Yeah. Really? Mm-mm. Not at all?
Nope. Mm. I know, and they don't do any alcohol of any sort, beer, anything, nothing. No coffee. I don't. You know, I
why?
I've failed as a father, I guess. What the hell? I push coffee like crazy on this show.
You do.
We've created a city of addicts.
Coffee.
We haven't really pushed coffee very much lately, have we?
No, we haven't. Where's the coffee guy?
When
we?
Oh, there
he is. Oh, well, there he is.
I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Yeah, over here.
Does anybody want coffee?
Right over here.
Coffee?
Oh, there he goes.
Do you want coffee? Well,
they're...
Okay.
Yeah. They're mobbing him now, you know. He never gives them any coffee. I think it's the same pot he's had all week.
So, yeah. Well, so, anyway. Dom, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
We've run out of topics.
Usually well, I got another. I moved. I'm still moving. You know, from one side of town to the other.
Oh, you are. I thought. Now you got the piano moved.
No. The piano's the last thing to move. That's next Tuesday.
Oh.
Hang on.
Okay.
It's the piano movers.
My phone. My phone's going off.
But you know,
2 days in a row.
It's weird.
That's kind of early,
isn't it? Weird.
6:12.
Yeah. No, it's. I don't know who that was.
Okay.
Some odd call.
But. You
anyway,
you
yeah, I moved everything.
I thought you had to move the piano yesterday. Because
no,
I had
movers yesterday, but and I won't say who it was, but it was a local mover. They said, yeah, we can do all that stuff, except we don't do pianos. And in fact, that's the case with a lot of movers. Mm-hmm. They won't do pianos because pianos are a special move.
They are.
You know, and you got to be insured. Special. You got to be, you know, there's a lot involved in moving a piano.
Heavy.
Yeah, heavy. They're heavy.
No
they're like 400 pounds.
Move them.
Yeah, so I had to call a special place that does piano moving.
Yeah.
And they can't do it till next Tuesday.
Okay.
So, but everything else got moved, all the big stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brave.
So, yeah. Yeah, anyway.
Hey, I'm putting in my charging station.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
That was supposed to go completely in yesterday.
This was the phone call that you were getting constantly during the last half hour of the show. They called like 10, 17 times.
Yeah, I turned on the volume of the ringer, and I guess it didn't turn it down all the way. And whatever was remaining of the volume was just as loud as the full volume. I did not get that. But anyway, yes, they had trouble getting in because my wife didn't open the door for them.
Because she was asleep?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But here's the thing, you know, when you install one of these things, it's like a plug-in, an outlet that you have in the wall for a stove. So it has those big prongs on it.
Sure.
But you can't use just any one of those kind of outlets for a car charger because it's on for about 8 or 9 hours.
It's
constant streaming of electricity. It becomes hot, can deteriorate the plug, the outlet, very quickly. So you have to get a special one that is made specifically for EV charging.
Hmm.
And they had that, but it was larger than the normal outlets for a stove that you normally have in the wall.
Excuse me. Right.
It's larger, and they have a box that they put these outlets in, protect it from the weather outside, because it's outside, so you have to have a cover on it.
So did they get it all done?
No, because of because the cover was too small for this EV outlet.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I'm waiting for a new cover.
They get everything else done?
Yes, everything is done.
Good.
It's fantastic. And I thought for sure this wasn't going to go in.
Because you have concrete all over the house.
Yeah, it's
like a bunker.
I mean, it is a bunker. You know, the walls and ceiling of the basement are all poured concrete.
It's kind of an unusual setup.
Yes, it makes it really hard to rewire anything or do anything at all, period.
So in your basement, is it just purely storage, or do you have actual, is there like a living situation down there?
Oh, yeah, we've got an apartment down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One of my sons lives down there, and my other son lives on the up flat. So
Yeah. You've got two apartments in there.
Yes.
Plus your place. So
my place, and we're
renting. Three places.
I don't know how that happened. I feel like I'm getting ripped off. I got to talk to the landlord about that.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Coming up a little bit later on, Mike McCabe will be joining us in our 7 o'clock hour. He's got a new Substack article.
7:35,
yep,
to be exact.
That's right.
Not only that, it'll be like another episode of Busted Pencils. He's talking about education in this particular episode. So we'll find out more about that and get his take on the latest happenings in the news, Idiocracy.
Sure. And, you know, tomorrow night is the last night market of the season.
It is, yes. Yeah.
So that happens tomorrow evening downtown, right across the street from us at the Overture Center. That's where our booth will be. Of course, the booths go up and down State Street and around the,
yes, they do.
Around the square.
And we're all dressed, we're dressing up. We're all dressing
up,
right? Are
we? Yeah. We are.
No. I mean, I am.
Really?
At least,
Halloween,
are you?
A theme? Is that the deal?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, that's...
I don't know about that.
What?
Are you going to wear a badger outfit?
I'm wearing my badger's onesie. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm ready for it.
A onesie?
Yeah. It's a whole onesie, and I already washed it yesterday, so I'm ready to go. Mm. I'm ready to go.
You stole that from the UW?
No, I
the
bought
mascot?
It.
Did you make it yourself?
No, I bought it on Amazon. You could buy it right now if you want to. Just check it out. Bucky Badger onesie in Amazon, and there it is. Yep.
Wow.
It's not even expensive.
I went to a Comic Con as Spider-Man in a onesie, the pajama onesie. That was my costume.
Really? That's going to be the same. It's going to be the same attire.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Badgers are not having a great season. I don't know if you've noticed or not. But
yeah.
The word is out.
Yeah, you know, they're not showing up. Students aren't in the student section anymore. You know, they gave up. You know, I don't know why. You're supposed to go to the games just to have fun. You don't care if they win or lose. You don't even pay attention to that.
Well, they're fickle.
Yeah.
So is the coach. Hello.
Well, hello. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
And this, I think this Saturday, they're taking on Ohio State, which is a, what? Now, look at this.
Who is that?
Why? I don't know. It doesn't say. It doesn't see. It's
787 area code.
I don't know what that is. That's weird. Yeah. All right, I'm turning.
We have a text here. Yeah, I lost interest in baseball back in the late '90s when the Yankees were the highest paid team, and they kept winning.
Hmm.
And lost interest in that's what happens.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Dodgers are the second highest salaried team. Now they're winning a lot, so get the money out of it and make it all fair. But that's not going to happen. Nope. Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Well,
good text.
That's a good observation. Yeah. You can call us. You can text us. Get the Civic Media app fired up. You can send us a voice note. Our phone number is 608-879-8255. Okay. Anything
else? You're dressing up for this is...
For the night market?
Pretty much. No, I don't care about the night market. dressing up for it. I love the night market. I think it's fantastic.
It is.
I mean, it really is a great event down here.
It is. Fun. It's a lot of fun.
What I want to get to is the No Kings protest.
Oh, that's Saturday.
Yes, and my wife wants us to dress up for the No Kings thing, and I am not. Well, I don't want to go to this. It's enough just to get me to go to any protest. You know, the other day I asked everybody, you think protests are a little out? You know, they've learned how to game the system with protests now. Mm. They don't have the National Guard here to game that system, but I don't know. I don't want to go as, you know, a superhero or act like we're the Avengers and we're going to save the city and save the country.
All right.
But Anne wants,
a curmudgeon.
Anne wants to do that.
Yeah. Does she really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. It is 19 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning right here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. everybody's asking, what is trending? We have a few things trending here. John and Gordy in the morning. We've got Dom at the controls, and it is a slightly damp morning.
Yes, it is.
Are we expecting any more rain there, Mr. Weatherman?
Well, a couple of spots of showers, but not much. It's moving out, and then we'll just be left with cloud cover and highs around 57 today.
So
a little bit on the chilly side. Right now, 49 degrees. Do we have the sunrise and sunset times from your WMDX Samsung watch?
I actually do. I mean, it is here, and it is ready to go, just as the weather window is always ready to look out and check out the real weather. As it's happening, sunrise is at 7:11. I'm sorry.
That weather window gets a workout, man, I'm telling you. It's really something. it's a window in a window.
And it never shows anywhere. That's another big benefit of having that.
It's amazing when you
it
think
really
about
is.
It.
Let me see. 6:14 sunset time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be ready for it.
Starts getting darker much, much earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. We have just read a text that we thought was just a text, but it's a voice note instead.
Yeah.
So we never play these. We never get them. So let's hear how John and Gordy mangled our reading of this particular text from the actual person who sent this voice note in. Let's listen.
Okay.
Yeah, I lost interest in baseball in the late 90s when the Yankees were the highest paying team and they kept winning. I lost interest. I finally got interest again when the Brewers were doing good. Turns out Dodgers are the second highest salary team and now they're winning a lot. So yeah, get the money out of it. Make it all fair.
Okay. Yeah, and that's Matt out in Middleton.
Yeah, that's who that is. And now that session closed out. I wonder, did this close out because we played a voice note?
Maybe.
The screen is closed out now.
Oh, God.
And now you got to come over here and decide right. Well, last.
Just give me the password, please.
Okay. All right, I'll give it to you during the break, you know?
Oh, okay. All right, we'll wait on that then.
Yeah,
all right.
Please.
Well, you can come in here and do it.
I will. Just put it on automatic in there.
Okay. Because I'm going to put, I'm just going to, you know, bring up a story here that's trending at this point. Okay. This is a funny story because the Texas National Guard had a few fat members.
It did?
Yeah. They,
a little overweight?
Yes, they are, actually.
Huh.
And, you know, they're camped out just outside of Chicago, waiting to go in, but a judge stopped them from going in. But the pictures of these heavy set National Guard unit guys from Texas created a meme on X, and all of a sudden, you know, they were starting to embarrass the great state of Texas.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, that sparked an online furor, and the Texas military department benched some of these National Guard troops.
Really? Wow. Sent back to Texas?
Yeah, they did. They actually pulled them out, sent them back to Texas, these heavy set guys.
Wow.
Ooh, that's not good.
That's got to be embarrassing for
just
them.
That is a bad look, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Jeez. You know, Pete Hegseth wants everybody to be, you know, in top condition.
Fit and trim.
Yes.
Gee, I bet they were disappointed they didn't get to go have some Chicago pizza, some deep dish pizza, or, you know, while they were in the city.
Or, you know? You know, at least, you know, being a cleanup crew, picking up some of the litter on the streets in the great city of Chicago.
Yeah.
So,
too bad for them.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he was sending the elite Texas National Guard to Chicago.
Okay.
And and took back a few of the heavy set ones, and it's... Boy, that's body shaming, isn't it? You don't want to
Sounds
see body
like
shaming in the military. That's not
it's terrible.
Good. It's not good at all.
It's too bad.
And then, of course, this is a horrible repercussion that's taken place because our orange blob that sits in the White House watching Fox News all day decided that he doesn't like green energy. He doesn't like alternative energy.
He doesn't like the windmills. He doesn't like those.
The windmills. Yeah, right. The ones that, you know, grind up grain.
Kill all the
into
birds.
Into flour.
Yeah.
Those windmills. He hates those. Anyway, so all of these other companies, major companies throughout the country, have invested in the future of green energy.
Of course
they spend billions and billions of dollars. They have 5-year plans to carry out this green energy, General Motors being one of them. They took $1.6 billion in investment and shelved it. They made a U-turn because, you know, we're giving up on EVs because the Great Orange One doesn't believe that they should be there. Remember when he said all of the above for energy options, right? All of the above. Well, not exactly equal all of the above. So he's phasing out the EV factor and all of the charging stations being installed all across the country. And General Motors is taking it in the shorts. $1.6 billion. Ford did the same thing. This is a devastation for the auto industry. Now they have to go back on it and start churning out gas engines again.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, when he was buddy-buddy with Elon Musk, he had EVs out on the White House lawn.
Yes, he was selling them.
Like a used car sale.
That's right. He was the general manager, and Elon was out there hawking his stuff.
Yes. Well, what happened to that?
Yeah. Okay. So this is really bad news, and it, you know, again, it is a cost for all of these major corporations.
Yeah, what are they going to do now?
Well, just
pull back. Huh?
Yeah, they're going to pull back. They're going to slow down the rollout of EVs. I say they should have EV demonstration stations all over the country for people to try an EV, see if they like them. They will change their minds instantly when you get behind the wheel of an EV.
And
drive it. It's fantastic.
When
stuff.
I drove your space car, man, that was cool.
It was
very cool. Yeah. All right. It is 6:29. Straight ahead, the Midwest Food and Farm Report. We'll be back with Idiocracy for Wednesday morning. John Peterson and Gordy Young, along with Dom Lee. Stay with us.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful.
Human evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence, with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries. A place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, we've plumbed the depths of dumbness, and we have a few more stories to pass along to you.
Yeah.
This is WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
Yeah, we'll get to Idiocracy in just a moment. It is 6:35. We have clouds. We have some rain moving through downtown Madison at the moment on State Street. It is looking pretty wet. But this should move along, and then we'll just be left with clouds and highs. Just 57 for today, right now 49 degrees. I had, right before we went to the break, and you spilled the coffee all over the place, you know, on your laptop.
I did, right across the keyboard.
Is it laptop working okay now?
You know, it seems to be.
Yeah, so
it's
nice and clean.
Yeah, I've been meaning coffee's to do that. I actually have been meaning to do that, and I think coffee is a great cleaner.
It
at
is.
This point.
It really
it's
helps.
Okay. Option I wasn't necessarily planning on, but it works. It still works.
Well, good. So
it's,
what's
it's
happening?
An amazing computer.
Idiocracy today.
Oh, well, you know, I'm looking at the radar here. And,
we
got some some storm action coming in our direction.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
Some, should be here fairly soon.
Pretty heavy showers.
Nothing heavy.
Okay.
Okay, this is something I saved.
Now you're fighting with the mic stand. Everything okay over there?
What the heck happened to the mic? Okay.
You got to tighten that elbow over there.
I'm not going to do anything at this point.
Okay.
I'm going to leave
just
it.
Just let it be all
loosey-goosey. All right. Okay. This I didn't get to the story last week, but this was something I thought worth mentioning. The Oregon Republican Party is facing a backlash after it shared a social media post about a planned military deployment in Portland using, get this, a fabricated image composed of photographs from South America. Well, that's what I always think of when I want to have an actual picture of Portland. I go to South America to get pictures from there. The Guardian found this story. They reported how the Oregon Republican Party used these photographs as evidence supporting Trump's claim that Portland's protests were out of control. Okay, so used out of control protest in South America to prove their point, showing a line of riot police and a crowd with flares creating red smoke. However, the image was a digital composite of two unrelated photographs from different South American countries. Huh. They didn't even go to just one country, they went to two, with a clear indication of its non-U.S. origin in the pictures.
Really?
Yeah, an officer's shield marked Policia kind of gave that all away, and that is a Getty image from 2008.
Wow. Nice. Well.
Well, you know.
You get what you can, I guess. I don't know. What's available.
Yeah, I guess, right. You know, AI should have been a little bit more particular in creating that image. When a journalist pointed out the image's inauthenticity, the Oregon Republican Party responded on social media with a cavalier admission. Mm. We're not reporters, just bad memers. Well, that's great. It's good to...
Wow.
It's good to at least confess to making a big mistake.
They caved right away.
Yes.
good for them. Oh, man.
All right. How about that insane logic around COVID? And this is an interesting, bizarre story. Omega posted this. 25% of people who got the COVID shot regret it. The others are dead. So 25% regret the COVID shot. The others are dead. That was the statement from this mega poster on X.
Okay.
So another one noticed that and said, apparently 75% of those who got the COVID shot are dead, and the other 25% regret they got it. Anyone out there who has had the COVID vaccine is not dead yet and does not regret it, please respond. And he says, I'll start. Me. So that's good stuff.
Okay.
That's good stuff. See, it wasn't the story didn't end prematurely. That was a good follow-up.
Oh, should we go to the phones?
Yes. In fact, it's good to hear from Mark this morning because I was going to read your post on Putrid Pete, as you call him.
Yeah, Mark, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I'll let you read the post separately, but do you just switch gears a little bit on with Scott Walker did the same thing back in 2011 when Fox News did the same thing back in 2011 during the Act 10 protests when they were picturing protests from Tunisia trying to claim they're from Madison, Wisconsin.
I remember that, yes, absolutely.
What occurred to me yesterday and the meme that's been running through my mind is that Donald Trump is a lot like Ayn Rand's superhero, William Hickman, the guy who kidnapped a girl and chopped her up and took her hostage. I mean, that's precisely what Trump is doing to the United States. I mean, he's taking the nation hostage, chopping it up, that's okay. I mean, that he's trying to destroy the United States democracy, and it's all about Donald Trump. And Donald, and the guy's superhero statement was what is good for me is right. And that's what Donald Trump believes. What is good for him is right, and damned to be the rest of the world if as long as it's right for him.
That's right.
His family gathering wealth. I mean, maybe it's a little, I think Trump is equally as twisted as William Hickman. He might not have actually, kidnapped a little girl and murdered her, but he certainly has tried his best to destroy our democracy.
Absolutely.
In addition to his,
He doesn't. He doesn't have to care about what is proper, what isn't, because for him, it's just take it all down and create it in his image, which is crazy, isn't it? I mean, the guy failed. He failed at gambling casinos. How do you fail at that?
Mm. Right. I don't know, but Putrid Pete really, really is.
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth.
Yep. All right, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate it. You know, we talked the other day about some of the protests in these cities. You know, Portland is doing it the right way. They're dressing people up in costumes, you know, big animal costumes, a frog. Yeah. And in fact, the frog thing has taken off in meme form on X. They have
really
AI created animations, you know, like George Washington.
Mm. Okay.
And it's just fun stuff. But anyway, what happened is they had a protest the other day, and it was the nude bike protest.
Mm,
and
yeah.
That took place in the rain. I understand they're getting quite rainy out there. But at this other, this was just incredible. I saw this video, and it was a takeoff on the nude bike protest.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nude die-in. So they covered this entire, it looked like a bridge, but the entire bridge was just covered with people just lying there.
Mm.
A lot of them naked. You know, we had, you know, the costume people. We had a half-clothed Santa Claus laying out there and a few naked people. But it was covered with people just performing a protest, a die-in protest on a bridge out there in Portland. They know how to do it right.
Wow.
Man, those guys are good.
That's
right?
That's interesting. I mean, they all just laid on the bridge
They
naked.
Did, yes. Yeah. Yes, well.
Yeah. That'll get some attention.
Some did. Some did. Not, some
were
not everybody.
They were not all naked. Okay. Yeah.
But maybe we should start doing that all over the country.
You
maybe that
so?
Would be a way to counter, you know, ICE and the National Guard pushing people around, wrestling to the ground. I would like to see them wrestle to the ground a bear or
a frog
or a bunny rabbit
sure.
or maybe a cow with an udder. You know, I just want to see
characters.
Them, you know, tackle these animated characters. And
well, just in time for Halloween, you get a double use out of your Halloween costume
exactly.
that way. You
exactly.
Know?
Wouldn't that be the best way to protest?
Right.
Okay.
I like it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you like it. We're working on it, though. We're working on it.
Okay.
I want to get to this. This is kind of an odd story. The FBI is very serious about going after Antifa. You know, they want to break up the Antifa network, which no one ever heard of until just recently.
Doesn't really exist.
No, no. And it kind of piggybacks with the John and Gordy Antifa After School, which is something we're trying to bring to each and every school in the country.
There.
I mean, if they can put Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, in the schools, which is a purely political organization and plop it in the schools with conservative thinking, I think that maybe the Antifa after school program is just what we need to counter that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, the FBI is very serious about going after Antifa members, and now we're going to have to start looking over our shoulders because of our after school program, Gordy.
Okay. Oh,
but
no.
Anyway, the FBI showed up at Glenn Beck's home,
really?
And they started interviewing him about his expose on Antifa, and they wanted to get the word out. And who best to talk to than Glenn Beck to get a little propaganda on the airwaves? So Glenn Beck was good at it. Let's listen to what he said.
Okay.
But if I were in that imaginary group of Antifa,
in quotes,
which, by the way, has imaginary leaders leaving the country to go maybe to imaginary countries outside of the U.S.
It's really
right
imaginary.
Now,
it is.
I would be very concerned if I were part of anything that was sending money their way or assistance their way. I don't know. I might be a little concerned because the FBI is dead ass serious. Thank you, Donald Trump, Cash Patel, and all of the agents at the FBI.
Yes, they're going after. They're
Glenn Beck.
Yes, they're certainly going after the Antifa organization, network, whatever you want to call it. Oh, now here, the brewer, the owner of Minocqua Brewing, posted his sign: Wisconsin's next governor needs to be Antifa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that piqued the interest of our governor candidate, Tom Tiffany. This is a disastrous campaign. It was almost as bad as some of the other ones that we've talked about. But Tom Tiffany is on this thing like flies on, you know what? Every petty comment, every rumor, every sideshow, every random opinion, every obvious lie, Tom Tiffany is going to jump on board. And this is what he said. More disgusting rhetoric from a Democrat leader in our state. Antifa is a violent domestic terrorist organization. The media should ask every Wisconsin Democrat governor candidate if they support Antifa. Again, Antifa is anti-fascist.
Yes.
So do we support anyone who's against fascism? Well, that's an easy question to answer.
Yeah.
Oh, this Tom Tiffany is a disaster. I don't think he even knows what Antifa, you know, the thing is they come up with acronyms, you know, they really hate acronyms, and it makes it very simple for them to make their point. They don't even have to think about what the acronym means, what the words are. And Antifa is like an acronym. They just say it now, and everything is the Antifa protesters, right? I mean, this is their preceding protester with Antifa now.
Yeah.
This is really, I mean, you know, you just want to show your stupidity? Go ahead, please. For the rest of the world to see, we encourage it.
Okay. It is 6:48, 49 degrees, rain showers in Madison this morning. We'll be back with more of Idiocracy with John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
From the war against disorder, from sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Check our station and then text us or voice note us or give us a call as well. What is that phone number, Gordy?
That number, John, is 608-879-8255.
I actually don't know it.
608-879-8255.
All right.
879-TALK.
Hey, we got a call already, don't we?
We do.
All right.
CJ is on the phone this morning.
All right, CJ.
Good morning, CJ. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Not bad.
How was your adventure yesterday waving the flag up at the state capitol? We saw you outside our window. You called us in. And
we posted it, right?
We got it on our
92.7 website. Yes.
How'd I look? Did I look dapper?
You did.
You were all dressed up in a suit and tie. Yeah.
Yes. Pulled it out of the mothballs just for you guys.
Did you get a lot of good reaction up at the Capitol? Did you guys talk
about those little ninja people, Antifa, as they run around the country?
Okay. Yes, the Antifa, in quotes.
If we'd followed them as much as, do you think they aren't quite as smart as the Black Lives Matter leaders who had people send in millions of dollars? Whatever happened to those leaders? They bought themselves mansions and cars and stuff. Boy, they really cared about the Black lives, didn't they?
Well, you know, somehow along the way,
that organization.
I think that's more on the right wing. That's a talking point there. I've never heard of that, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, what happened to those Black Lives Matter leaders?
I don't know.
They don't care about the Black Lives.
But
took the money and ran.
You kind of brought it up here, and I'll go a little bit further on that. Every time they talk about all these big protests, in fact, the No Kings protest, they're saying that the George Soros paid protesters are turning out for the No Kings protest. Where is this money? No one's getting paid that I know of.
Are going to follow the money, guys.
Yeah.
They're going to follow the money, so and they're going to see where that money went, kind of like the Black Lives Matter.
I would love to find out where...
Money, they live in mansions now.
If George Soros...
Isn't that quite amazing if that George, no one cares
don't know where you're getting that,
that
information.
Yeah, we don't know where you're getting that, but okay, now you've said it. Now it's fact. All right. Now, what about the paid protesters? They keep saying these are paid protesters, and we've never, ever been able to come up with a paycheck, or no one I know has ever been paid. Why is that?
George Soros.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. Good question.
All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the big question I have. This is something I got to – I have to pass this along to you. This just blew my mind. This is a Fox TV affiliate up north, Winnebago County. This is just really something else, okay? They covered this story. The Winnebago County Democratic Party is being criticized for hate speech materials at their farmers market up there in Winnebago County.
What?
Now, listen to this story. They have absolutely no proof that any of this happened. But they're covering the story anyway, and it blew my mind. Just check this out. This is cut 130. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
Some people in Oshkosh are criticizing the Winnebago County Democratic Party.
It comes after some at this past weekend's farmers market say a party volunteer handed out hate speech materials.
It's hate speech. I mean, it's literally wishing death on somebody, which isn't appropriate in any scenario.
Katie Neubauer says she and her family were enjoying their Saturday morning at the Oshkosh Farmers Market this past weekend.
This
but things took a turn, she says, when her 8-year-old child was handed a bracelet from a member of the Winnebago County Democratic Party's booth.
The guy behind the tent table said, "Hey, give this to your mom. She's going to really want this." And one of the children comes running up, gives us the bracelet, and we're looking at it, and it literally says, "Is he dead yet?" on the bracelet.
Neubauer and the Republican Party of Winnebago County assume this was a hate speech reference to President Donald Trump.
They assume
Fox 11 was unable to get a photo of the bracelets. We've been working to get questions answered by the County Democratic Party. Fox 11 also reached out to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. It declined an interview, but instead the party's communications director, Philip Schulman, texted us a statement that reads, "The materials brought by a volunteer without the authorization of the party are not in line with our values, and we regret this happened."
We don't
the
know.
The Oshkosh Farmers Market tells Fox 11 it received about 10 complaints from customers about the bracelets.
The bracelet.
Market manager Michelle Schmidt-Schultz also confirmed it was the Winnebago County Democratic Party's booth handing out the materials. The organization will be allowed to set up for future markets. In Oshkosh, Tony Langfellow, Fox 11
All right,
News.
So here's the thing, and there's a follow-up on this. The Democratic Party apparently is not going to be at the farmer's market anymore.
Okay.
So they've been bounced out of there, been kicked out on a rumor that there's a bracelet.
And we got a picture?
Is he dead yet? There's no
Nobody,
picture.
Okay, but there were 10 complaints.
10 complaints from people who apparently disagree with the bracelet, not a number of them. They didn't distribute a bunch of
them.
They didn't
see
any
bracelets.
There is just one bracelet that no one has been able to come up with. I couldn't believe that they actually had this story on their newscast.
Right.
There's no proof. Why would they jump on something like this?
Yeah.
I mean, to this day, no one has even created an AI rendition of what that bracelet might look like, okay? And guess what? Our governor candidate, Tom Tiffany, is on this one, too.
Oh, boy.
He wrote this past weekend at the Oshkosh Farmer Market of the Winnebago County Democratic Party, gave a kid a bracelet that read, "Is he dead yet?" regarding President Trump. You don't know if it's regarding anybody. This political hate and violence has no place in Wisconsin. Well, thank you, Tom, for straightening that one out. We were questioning that all along.
He's running with it.
He's a disaster.
He's going to go with it.
Just waiting. Oh,
man. Okay.
Waiting.
All right. Well, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Mike McCabe will join us, as he does every Wednesday. He'll be here about 7:35, and we've got news straight ahead.
We got the big story, by the way.
Oh, yes, the big story.
The Obama subsidies back in the news.
Ah, yes, that's coming up on WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.